This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it's Super Tuesday. Biden scoring early Super Tuesday wins in North Carolina, Virginia, and Alabama. Bernie wins only at home in Vermont. No surprise there. Little tiny state, very few delegates at risk in Vermont or in play in Vermont. But Biden with the big wins. This is the weirdest turnaround I've ever seen. One guy's a commie, and he was rolling to victory, and suddenly the entire Democrat establishment went crazy, and they handed it all to Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is like this senile old man. And I mean that only in the most respectful, nice way, because he was a fine man all those years. He was nothing but a liberal Democrat, not a communist, not a socialist, just a nice kind of liberal Democrat. And he's lost his way. First of all, he's gone way left. Second of all, he's so corrupted now, it turns out, with Ukraine. He's got massive corruption problems and a criminal investigation. But the important part is he is now kind of senile. Anybody could see that. He has lost his ability to know where he is or why he's speaking or what city the speech is in, what he's talking about, who he's running against. Probably think he's running against Calvin Coolidge or McKinley, this guy. And they handed it to him, and suddenly he's rolling to victory. He's trouncing old Bernie. He went from being, the odds-on underdog to being the odds-on favorite over Bernie overnight. And I still think Bernie will lead when he gets to the convention. I have not changed my opinion. I've said from day one, Bernie will be in the lead, but it won't be enough to clinch, and there'll be a brokered convention, and they'll try and take it away from him. And it's going to be a devil's, kind of choice. Can't win no matter what you do. If you take it from Bernie, his people will stay home and you will lose. And if you don't take it from Bernie, you will lose, because Bernie can't win. As a dyed-in-the-wool communist who defends Fidel Castro, he can't win. So I don't think Biden can win. He's crippled and he's corrupt. And so I don't think he can win without Bernie's supporters. So it's, no matter what they do, Dems are in trouble. Let's put it that way. So let's talk a little bit about some other things going on in America today. Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. The warrior, your relentless warrior, middle-class warrior, conservative warrior, always Trump warrior. Lots of things going on. Today I addressed, I gave a speech in front of the Nevada Republican Club at Sealy Clubhouse at the golf course right next to Mandalay Bay on the Vegas Strip. And massive crowd there, biggest sellout in their history. And the crowd was just so nice and so receptive. And a great ovation when it was done, and I really thank all of you for the warm response. And all I could say is that Republicans don't have this fear of coronavirus that Democrats have. The media has brainwashed Democrats into believing the sky is falling and the world is ending. Over 9 people dead in the United States from coronavirus. 9. As in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, I can't count to 18,000 on the show. It would take more than 3 hours. But 18,000 have died, 32 million got the flu, and 18,000 died since October, the old-fashioned, traditional American flu. Every year is flu season, and 18,000 people die. This might have been an especially bad one, but there's always like 10,000, 20,000 people dying from flu. So this whole coronavirus thing has got to be the most overrated, ridiculous, fake news thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Not fake news that it doesn't exist. We know it exists. It's not really different than the real flu. The only people dying, for the most part, and there's always exceptions, but for the most part, it's people that are very old or very ill, compromised immune system. 9 people that died in Washington were almost all in a nursing home facility. So it's not going to come destroy your life. It's really not, except for certain freak exceptions to the rule. As an example, there's a doctor from the Cleveland Clinic that just died in January before there was any coronavirus in the United States, died 60 years old. One of the top, MDs in the United States from the Cleveland Clinic died of regular old-fashioned flu, influenza, complications of flu. So if that had been coronavirus, everybody would be panicked. Oh, my God, a doctor 60 years old with no prior health problems died. Oh, my God. But he didn't die of coronavirus. He died of the flu. He's one of those 18,000 who died. 99.9% of the 18,000 who died, I guarantee you, are old people or people with compromised immune systems. But one 60-year-old, formerly healthy doctor, did die. I'm sure there will be a few normally healthy, previously healthy people that died in the United States at a fairly young age, you know, middle age, of coronavirus. Somewhere, someone will die of coronavirus. That does not mean the whole nation should panic. I don't remember panicking because in January, I never heard about this guy dying of the flu. So why now am I hearing about some, you know, nine people that are dying? Why is there a countdown of every state with one person has coronavirus and one person died? It's crazy. Look at Dr. Fauci, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told the Senate Subcommittee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions today, 80% of the 90,000 people who have been affected by the novel coronavirus spontaneously recover, meaning they get better without any specific intervention. Isn't that what I've been saying for days? 81% I've been saying get it in a mild way. And so when, you know, Wainwright, the politician and political talker, says it, I don't know if anybody listens, but when this guy, Dr. Fauci, says it, he says if you look at the 90,000 people who have been affected, 80% of the individuals who get affected do really quite well without any specific intervention. Namely, they spontaneously recover. However, 15 to 20% of individuals, usually those who are elderly and in risk groups, wind up getting serious disease requiring supportive care. That could be oxygen, that could be intensive care, that could be incubation, or even more dramatic interventions. So, I mean, of course we're all worried about that 15 to 20%. Of course I don't want old people in a nursing home to die. But is this something that's so different than the flu that killed 18,000 in the United States? Not worldwide, just in the United States this October. And think about the event I was just at, the Republican event. All those people were there. We didn't cancel the event. Why is anyone talking about canceling March Madness or the NFL draft in Vegas in April? Why are people talking about changing their travel schedules and canceling flights and canceling conventions? I don't know. Hundreds of people showed up today to hear Wainwright speak. And I shook hands with all of them. A couple of them just wanted to fist bump. But I shook hands with 90% of them. And at the end of the event, I sold my books. And every person that bought a book for me, which is half the room, I shook their hand. It never occurred to me to not shake people's hands. And then I washed my hand. My hands. I washed my hands when I got home. And I ate a snack. I washed my hands first. What is everybody talking about? First of all, remember, the sponsor of my show is My Doctor Suggests, and their alkaline structured silver. I drink that silver stuff all day long, your silver solution, and I slather it on my hands, and I put it on my face, and I suck on their lozenges, so I get silver all day long. Silver defeats virus. So I don't have to worry about shaking people's hands. I don't have to worry about not going to sporting events, not going to political events. I was just at the Trump rally 2 weeks ago. 15,000 Las Vegas came out to that rally. No one worried about coronavirus. But they're all Republicans. And the people today that came for Wainwright, all Republicans. We're not worried about this thing. Only the people who have Trump derangement syndrome are worried about this thing. By the way, there was some really good news today. I opened the show by giving bad news. You know, the stock market was crashing. And coronavirus is certainly not good news. And, of course, the tornadoes in Tennessee that killed over 20 people, all bad things. I never start my show with bad things, but there were a few bad things today, so I started with it. But there were some good things, too. Let me tell you some really good news. Netanyahu declares victory in Israel in the biggest comeback ever seen in Israeli politics. So that is certainly good. And Gallup has a new poll out. Americans deem the U.S. the world's leading economic power for the first time in 10 years. Americans regard the U.S. as the current world leader in economic power, as well as the country most likely to be the leader 20 years in the future. Asked to name the world's leading economic power, more Americans cited the U.S. than any other country. 50% of the U.S. to have the top economy. China got 39%. The EU, 4%. Japan, 4%. Russia, 2%. India, 1%. According to Gallup, Americans ranked the U.S. the world's leading economy for the first time since 2010. Now, I want to ask you guys an honest question. What's happened between now and 2010? O-B-A-M-A, five letters. Obama! You know, in the last time that Americans actually thought our nation had economic power and was ruling the world was the first year after Obama was elected. He was elected in 2008, started serving in 2009, and then in 2010 they said we're the world's economic leader, and never again did they say it till now. 10 years ago was Obama. That's the last time. Those 8 years of Obama, nobody believed we were an economic power. So good news that we're back in control again. More good news, Trump makes inroads with Indian Americans. Approval rating with Indians doubled since the 2016 election. And by the way, who's been telling you that? Wayne Allyn Root, right on this show, told you about that amazing stadium scene in Houston, Texas, at Reliance Stadium last September in the beginning of the NFL season, where Trump had 65,000 Indians in the stadium cheering for him. And now he went to India and got all these Indians cheering for him. And the media tells you all day long, that Trump is racist, Trump hates immigrants, and so Trump had terrible ratings with the Indian American community in 2016. He got 14% of their vote, and now his approval is 28%. It's doubled, and I'm sure it's going to get much higher from there. And by the way, what more do you want from Donald Trump? I mean, what more do you want? He donated his fourth quarter salary to health and human services to fight coronavirus. It's a $100,000 check. He makes $400,000 a year. So his fourth quarter check was $100,000, and he donated it to fight coronavirus. What do you want from this guy? It's just incredible to me how dumb liberals are and how vicious liberals are, how biased liberals are. By the way, tomorrow night is my first night on my new time, Newsmax TV. Radio show stays all the same time. Nothing is changing on radio. But on TV, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, we're on Unfiltered. Every night, Monday through Friday, starting tomorrow at 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 Central, 8 p.m. West Coast time, Pacific. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big.
Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, My Doctor Suggest, is the sponsor of this segment of the show and the show in general. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. I'm being facetious there. Perhaps you've heard of coronavirus. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. And with the current global scare of the coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using My Doctor Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I never missed 1 minute on radio due to hoarse voice. And no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggest each and every day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now's the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenger. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off not just your first order, but every single order. Always say Wayne Root, you get 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. That's toll-free, 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, mydoctorsuggest.com/root, and type in the promo code ROOT. And you get your 20% off. Here's how bad the Democrats are. A Denver Democrat faces a backlash after tweeting solidarity for spreading coronavirus at Trump rallies. Democrat Denver City Councilwoman Candy Cidibaca faced conservative criticism Tuesday after sharing a meme on Twitter suggesting she stands in solidarity with the idea of spreading coronavirus at President Trump's campaign rallies. These people are sick, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted. CD Baca apparently posting in jest had retweeted a meme that said, for the record, if I do get coronavirus, I'm attending every MAGA rally I can. And then she put underneath it, solidarity, yes, with laughing emojis. Now, she's a self-described supporter of Democrat Socialist Bernie Sanders, no surprise. No surprise at all. Her office called it a sarcastic tweet, and I get it. I get it. See, I don't like when people look at my tweets like the New York Times, and they make it like they're the most important thing in the world. I put out 28,000 tweets, and they handpick three, and go, oh, Wayne Root did this. Wayne Root's terrible. Really? What about the other 27,997? Did you look at them? So I don't like it when people grab one tweet and make a big deal about it. Of course she was trying to kid around. It wasn't even her meme. It was, you know, she was tweeting out someone else's meme and making a joke about it. I get it. But, see, I think these crazy people with Trump derangement syndrome really do think that way. So it's not really in jest. In other words, if I do it, my career is over. If she does it, she gets a second chance. They always do, right? Nothing will happen to her. City councilwoman in Denver, she's fine. Here's some news out of the United States White House, the wonderful Trump White House. Trump says states can prosecute illegal aliens for stealing American IDs. States now have the authority to prosecute illegal aliens for using stolen identities of American citizens to work illegally in the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday. Excuse me, it's not out of the White House. I'm sorry, I read the headline wrong. It's not POTUS, it's SCOTUS. I didn't even notice that. This is not a Trump thing. This is a new Supreme Court ruling today in a 5-4 decision, as usual. The Supreme Court ruled against three illegal aliens who were prosecuted for stealing the identities of American citizens to work illegally in the state of Kansas. And so who voted yes, you can go after them and put them in jail for stealing IDs? Brett Kavanaugh, yay! Clarence Thomas, John Roberts, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch wrote in their majority opinion, states do have the authority to prosecute individuals for crimes that overlap with federal law. That's good. There's good news. I thought that was going to be a Trump executive order. I was certain that had something to do with a Trump executive order, but it isn't. It's another great, positive Supreme Court ruling. That's good. That's great. I looked at it fast, and I thought it said POTUS. It said SCOTUS, meaning the Supreme Court of the United States. So we get another good ruling, and we got a good ruling out of Justice Roberts. Glory, hallelujah. And by the way, the chief of Homeland Security, DHS, Acting Chief Chad Wolf, announced today that more than 700 miles of new border wall along the U.S. border with Mexico have already been built or in the process of being built. So we kept hearing how Trump didn't do anything in the first term about the wall. He's a liar. Well, there were so many lawsuits, and Congress wouldn't release money. And everybody fought him tooth and nail. And it's still only, by the way, the beginning of year 4 for Trump. So he hasn't even got through his first term yet, and he's now built or is about to build 700 miles of wall. How cool is that? Wayne Allyn-Root on USA Radio. The show comes to you from beautiful Las Vegas and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. Newsmax TV starts at the new time tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close on this Super Tuesday, USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has a report on two states already projecting winners.
Tim, polls in Virginia closed at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Fox News projecting former Vice President Joe Biden to win the state. Bernie Sanders coming in second place, Mike Bloomberg in third, and Elizabeth Warren fourth in Virginia. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont, where he's been senator for the past 13 years since 2007. Mike Bloomberg in the race, his headquarters in West Palm Beach, Florida, this Super Tuesday. It remains to be seen if he gains any traction after spending millions on ads.
Joe Biden wins the North Carolina primary, one of three Super Tuesday states where more than 100 delegates are at stake. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we have some fun in the break. Chris O'Sullivan and I were sharing a couple of jokes here. Very funny. All right, Wayne Allen Root, the healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty Health Share. Liberty isn't health insurance. It's better. Liberty is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year, 365 days a year. Liberty has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts starting as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. Liberty HealthShare is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. You just can't get better than that testimonial from Wayne Allen Root. And by the way, don't forget, you know, first time my whole life ever got sick, ever, was when I had kidney stones last February. And guess what happened? $27,000 hospital bill. Liberty paid the whole bill. Liberty paid my entire $27,000 bill. And then I had a doctor, a surgeon, and an anesthesiologist. That was just a hospital bill. All the doctors, I never saw their bills. Liberty paid them, but I never saw them. This is pretty amazing, folks. I just can't believe how good they are. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You'll be treated like a VIP. All right, so let's get to our guest, Kelly Sadler, former special assistant to President Donald Trump. Not a bad title, being former special assistant to the President of the United States. Communications director for a major pro-Trump super PAC called America First Action. We welcome the show, Kelly Sadler. Kelly, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
First time on the Wayne Allen Root Show. You get a giant bonus for that. Giant bonus gift giveaway at the end of the show. Kelly, let's talk a little about what's going on today in Super Tuesday, because I'm a little bit in shock. I expected and still expect, by the way, I still expect Bernie Sanders to be leading heading into the Democrat convention. And I think there'll be a brokered convention. I think they'll take it away from him, or certainly they'll try. But I am shocked how well Biden is doing today. I can't believe, you know, I understand no one wants to vote for the commie who defends Fidel Castro, but I can't believe that they're all willingly jumping into the hands of a guy who seems to suffer from early dementia onset. It's so amazing. And a criminal investigation has been opened up in Ukraine against him. Yeah. This is Hillary part two, right? This is Hillary all over again.
I mean, Joe Biden, I would just love to see him on the stage with President Trump in a debate. I mean, he talks about, like, record players or stenographs. I don't know. In half the debates, he's dozed off. Like, he's clearly, he doesn't know if it's Super Tuesday, Super Thursday. When he does an interview, he doesn't know if he's doing it with Chuck Todd or Chris Wallace. He doesn't know the Declaration of Independence. So, I mean, yes, Joe Biden is a clearly flawed candidate that we, if he becomes the nominee, look forward to taking on in the general election. But it's still very early tonight. And the states that he's won, he was predicted to win. The majority of southern states, Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, these are not surprises. Where we really need to be focusing our attention tonight is on California and Texas. Because if, you know, Bernie Sanders was winning California by a 2-1 margin by the latest poll, Texas, he had a lead. We don't know how big that was. And there was all these early voting. So the early vote, unfortunately, there was over 1 million people in Texas who cast their ballot early. There was over 2 million in California. And this was all before Joe Biden's surge in South Carolina and before the Democrats started, you know, to crowd around and coalesce around him. So it'll be interesting to see the results of these two states.
Yeah, I'm so shocked the way they all jumped on the Biden bandwagon. I understand they don't want Bernie. I get that. But yeah. I can't believe they picked the guy who doesn't know where he is. He's like those Southwest commercials, hello Cleveland, while you're in Milwaukee. He doesn't know where he is or what he's saying. He actually thought he would win big today on Super Thursday. That's what he said. This guy is just living in some sort of a past time warp in his brain. I think he thinks he's running for president against McKinley. It's scary.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a Democratic establishment not wanting to have happened to them what happened with the Republican establishment in 2016. The president came in as an outsider. He realigned the party. It is now President Trump's party. 97% of Republicans support the president. And then you have these never-Trumpers who are a handful of people, but they have, you know, they held a lot of power in the Washington D.C. circles, and now they're nothing. They got fired from their news organizations. They've had to go, and they're trying to realign themselves with liberals to get some prominence, and they've lost all of their influence. And the Democrat establishment sees that. They're like, "Ooh, we don't want to be on the outside looking in. We want to control this." And so they're propping up a guy who they know that they can control and they can influence because he is so weak at this point.
Right. Aren't you also shocked, by the way, we're talking to Kelly Sadler, who is the former special assistant of President Trump and now communications director for a major pro-Trump super PAC called America First Action. Kelly, aren't you also shocked at the whole coronavirus thing? I mean, they've tried so many different things, everything but the kitchen sink, maybe everything including the kitchen sink, to take down Trump and the Trump economy and the stock market, and they failed every single time, and now they think they've got something, and it's the flu. Now, 18,000 Americans died of the flu since October, and nobody said a word, nobody stopped eating out, nobody stopped going to sporting events, nobody stopped going to movies. I've never seen an overreaction like this in my whole life. 9 Americans are dead. That's 9 too many, but it's still 9. 18,000 didn't stop anyone from doing anything. 9 is stopping the American economy cold. What the heck is going on?
Well, I mean, it's the Democratic mantra, right? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Isn't that what Rahm Emanuel said? I mean, the Democrats have done everything that they could do since this president won the election in 2016 to get him impeached or to invalidate his presidency. And so they just hop from one hysteria bombshell report to the next. And the American public can see right through this. They understand, yes, the coronavirus is new, it's scary, but it is a milder like case of the flu that if you wash your hands, if you have good hygiene, if you just avoid, you know, I don't want to say a personal contact, but like just, you know, covering up your coughs, and it is not that bad. We just need to take the correct precautions, but the mainstream media, unfortunately, would like you to believe that this is a full-on, life-threatening pandemic that the president is mishandling, and he's doing a tremendous job cutting off travel with China at the very, while the Democrats were enthralled in their impeachment dramatics, was a huge step that saved so many lives. And, you know, before their attention was on the coronavirus, this is an action that the president did. And you know what I find so funny? It's today in the briefing room, Mike Pence was there, along with Secretary Azar, Seema Verma, like all of the health officials, and they didn't allow it to be filmed. And they were just briefing the reporters, and Jim Acosta of CNN was just like, they won't let us, they don't want to take a live event, they don't want to do anything, we're not allowed to record. I'm like, Jim, honestly, just listen, write, and report. Isn't that your job? Not every briefing needs to be televised. It's just the mainstream media and the Democrats are unhinged on this issue.
All right, speaking of unhinged, this will be our last topic as the segment runs to a close, and that's Joe Biden on a stage yesterday getting the endorsement of Beto O'Rourke. And Beto O'Rourke, the most anti-gun nut in America, and he told Beto in front of the whole crowd that I'm going to let you lead my gun control efforts. Now, here's a guy that wants to confiscate our guns. He wants to steal guns from law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens. And Joe Biden just showed his hand in front of the world, because that's how desperate he is. He's got to have all these endorsements. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's going to make Amy Klobuchar his vice president. I'm sure he's going to give a cabinet position to Mayor Pete. And now he's going to give a major gun control position to Beto O'Rourke. O'Rourke. What are your thoughts on this, Kelly Sadler?
Well, it's what the president said the other day. It's quid pro quo. These establishment Democrats are making deals. We don't know what kind of deals they're making, but it is definitely to their own advantage. And Beto O'Rourke, in charge of gun policy in the United States of America, that will win us the 6 swing states that we need to win re-election. It's no-brainer.
It's funny because Bloomberg, as of now, has 5 delegates, and he spent about $500 million. He spent $100 million a delegate. That's what's literally on the cover of Fox News right now. Did Bloomberg spend $100 million per delegate? It's very funny. He's got 5 delegates. I knew Bloomberg was going nowhere, by the way, Kelly. I announced it to all my fans. I said, Bloomberg is, you know, I watched him as mayor of New York. He's the single worst speaker and debater I've ever seen in my life, and he comes across as an elitist who hates average people and thinks he's better than all of us. So Bloomberg just wasted his money. He's going nowhere, and it's kind of strange. Strange saga of the Democrat Party. Biden's now their big star. Amazing. Overnight, it's back to the corrupt senile guy. All right, Kelly Sadler, former special assistant to President Trump and communications director for a major pro-Trump super PAC, America First Action. Kelly, thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Super Tuesday, we'll be back with the scorecard in a minute. Wayne Allyn Root, Super Tuesday scorecard coming up next. Don't forget, new time for my Newsmax TV show starts tomorrow night. We're not on tonight because of Super Tuesday special reports going on for Super Tuesday on Newsmax TV. But tomorrow night, we start at 11 o'clock, new time, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. West Coast time. Starting tomorrow on Newsmax TV. Here in Vegas, Channel 9. 96 Cox Cable. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to teamgetreal.com.
raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the funniest headline of the year. The funniest headline of the year. Bloomberg spends $500 million and wins American Samoa. $500 million to win American Samoa. You know what you could do with $500 million? You could buy American Samoa. You don't have to win it in a primary. You could buy the whole damn island. American Samoa, you could probably buy it for $100 million. You don't even need $500 million. He could own the whole island, the whole territory. It's a U.S. territory. Bloomberg could have owned it. Now, the headline at Drudge, again, there's all kinds of things coming in fast. And the headline at Drudge says Biden has won Alabama, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Virginia, all of which are confirmed. But Bernie, it shows, has won Vermont, Maine, and Massachusetts, and Texas. And I haven't seen that anywhere else. Chris Sullivan is looking it up as we speak. CNN is projecting Bernie will win Texas. And that's a huge win for Bernie because Texas is second only in delegates to California tonight in Super Tuesday. And everyone assumes Bernie's going to win big in California. So if Bernie wins big in both California and Texas, then I think he wins the night, which is what I projected, even though Biden has won five early primaries, Virginia, Tennessee, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Alabama. You know, Biden has won the whole South, which is kind of funny, too, because I'm sure Biden now thinks, wow, my campaign is saved. The South loves me. When the real election comes up, Democrats are such a tiny minority in the South. In Alabama, you're going to lose by a mile to Trump. In North Carolina, you will lose to Trump. In Oklahoma, you lose by a mile to Trump. In Tennessee, you lose by a mile to Trump. Virginia, you know, that one isn't really the South anymore. Virginia has now become just like my home state of Nevada, Virginia's kind of a blue state, you know, just barely blue, but nonetheless blue. It's very close, but blue. So that's the only one that maybe Biden would win in a general election. Don't even know if he'd win it in the general election or not, but he might win Virginia. So it's kind of funny because the whole South is going for Biden, but this is the South in a Democrat primary. And the South doesn't have many Democrats in it. They're the very small minority in most southern states. They're big red states, these are. And so Trump will win all the states that Biden's winning. I think we just added another one for Biden. Oh, they took it out of Bernie's column, it looks like. Maine. M-E is Maine. They handed it to Biden. That's interesting. On the front page of Drudge, it was Bernie had Maine and Massachusetts and Tennessee and Texas and Vermont, and all of a sudden, Biden has Maine. Hey. And by the way, they show Bernie as Tennessee and Biden at Tennessee, so I'm very confused now.
All right. Hey, Wayne, I'm on the air with you right now. So here's what I have from CNN. Right now, they're calling too close to call for Tennessee. They are giving, they have not updated it yet over there probably, but they're giving basically Massachusetts, Maine to Bernie. That's what the way I'm reading it. So
okay, Massachusetts and Maine to Bernie. And so, CNN is giving Texas to Bernie, you're telling me.
No, apparently they pulled that down, too, now. So, okay, so here's what we have. Biden wins Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia. Bernie wins Vermont, Massachusetts, Maine. No surprise there. And according to them, Tennessee too close to call.
And Mayor Mike wins American Samoa after spending $500 million. That's a big one. That's a big one. Like I said, he should have just bought the territory. All right, let's talk about some other things. Because first of all, what I find so amazing is that Democrats are now coalescing, all of them, around Biden like he's their new hope. Don't forget, every month for the last 2 years, there's been a new hope every single month. Because nobody could beat Trump, and they all look like clowns. And so every month they hope and hope and hope. You know, remember Obama, hope and change. They hope and hope and pray. They finally found one guy who could win. Now it's Biden again. After it being Biden in the beginning, we've come back to Biden. And literally, in the last 48 hours, we found out that Ukraine has opened up a criminal investigation of Joe Biden. I mean, it's too much to believe. That you could think that would be your best choice for president. A guy who I thought was destroyed by the impeachment hearings of Trump. Trump wasn't destroyed by the impeachment hearings of Trump. Biden was destroyed because everyone now knows him and his son are so corrupt. And so he got destroyed in Iowa. He got destroyed in New Hampshire. He got destroyed in Nevada. And yet, now he's the big hope of the Democrat Party, even though he's under criminal investigation in Ukraine. That is so weird. This is what Shokin's lawyer, Alexander Telechevsky, said. The Ukraine's State Bureau of Investigation is obligated to start digging. They need to investigate this. They have no other alternative. They're required to do this by decision of the court. If they don't, then they violate a whole string of procedural norms. Wow. Despite naming Joe Biden in court, the initial paperwork apparently only mentions a U.S. citizen. very strange that you would be making him, you know, hanging your hopes on that guy. Very strange. All right, and I'll probably finish up tonight with this story of an illegal alien arrested for sexually assaulting a toddler. And this illegal alien should have been turned over to ICE in 2019. The Chicago police declined to enforce an ICE detainer on an illegal alien with several felony convictions, and as a result, the man was free to allegedly sexually assault a 3-year-old girl in the bathroom of a McDonald's in Chicago. The suspect is Christopher Puente, 34, a Mexican national, a previously deported aggravated felon illegally present in the United States, at ICE. Folks, this is the problem right now. Number one issue in America, number one problem with America, and it will never be solved with either Sanders or Biden or Bloomberg, all of whom have the Democrat position, open borders, let them all in, give them all free health insurance, give them all free college. It's insanity. Our country's overrun with foreign criminals here illegally. Only Trump provides the answer. It's the wall, and it's secure borders, and it's lots of border agents, and it's make them wait on the other side and never give them asylum. Wayne on the Roots. See you tomorrow.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.